All right, call our meeting back to order. We've got a airport aid agreement to look at.
Bob, have you reviewed it more than once, haven't you?
Yes.
Mark, why don't you come sit with Bob and you'll be on the mic here with everybody else. We got a question, or you want to present to us what we're doing?
Well, I don't suppose I have a problem with that. The airport aid agreement is the boilerplate agreement offered by MoDOT for airport projects that they fund 90% toward, and it's in the counselor's possession now. Following review, it will allow us to recover 90% in reimbursements from MoDOT for the ceiling project for the parallel taxiway, stub taxiways, and aprons at the county airport. Our funding of the project would be 100%. They'd reimburse us 90%. The amount?
$194,400 is the amount of the grant. The amount of matching funds is $21,600, and they approved our awarding the bid to the Bishops or something like that.
They concurred with the county's approval of Bishops Construction as the responsible, responsive, and low bidder for the project, which now frees the county to offer that award to Bishops.
And their bid was like $185,000 or something?
$185,000.
Yeah, even though the grant is for $194,000.
That's, yes, for the total project. But see, part of this includes engineering fees that we've already incurred.
Okay.
Roughly $15,000 has already been spent on engineering fees. The total cost should be around, I don't have those numbers, but it's about $30,000. About one-third or one-tenth, I think, of what was going to be $300,000. It's about $30,000 for the engineering. 90% of that is reimbursable once the project is underway and the aid agreement is in place.
Bob, what do you think about the contract?
Well, there are some things that need to be followed up with the construction contract. I mean, there are things like indemnifications of MoDOT and that sort of thing that need to be adding them as an additional insured in our contract with Bishops or whoever it is that's working on the project. There's little technical things that need to be watched in here like that. But some of the other things that I had concerns about, I've looked at again after talking with Mark. I had a problem with Section 28, but that's only in the event that we acquire land with the money, and we're not doing that. So we don't have to say that we have fee simple, and we don't have to say that we have gotten the navigation easements. And navigation was a new word to me, and I discussed that with Mark as well. One of the other concerns that I still have after talking to Mark and is that Section 6, control of the airport, the sponsor agrees to continue to control the airport either as owner or as lessee for 10 years following receipt of the last payment from this grant. Applicable agreement periods are as follows: A, land interest 50 years, B, improvements useful life as determined by the commission. We agreed to continue to control the airport for 10 years. That's something that you need to know when you enter into this. That
so you may be reading this contract, basically it's going to change the terms we have with C of O.
No, the terms we have with C of O have a reversion interest, and if we ever stop to use it as an airport, it reverts back to C of O. But we could end the operation of the airport next year, and all that would happen is the land would revert back to C of O. If we do this grant, there's $194,000 that we might have to pay back to MoDOT if we don't continue to operate it for 10 years. I just want you to be aware of that. Am I incorrect in that statement?
No, that's correct. This is standard with all their projects. Usually the projects are federal projects, more commonly with airports, and they require at least 20 years of keeping the airport open. And they require certain things, of course, that we already do, like non-discrimination and others, fair trade. But they require you, if they're going to give you that kind of money, to keep the airport open. They've got a vested interest in it. And if, of course, there's any reason that the airport would cease being an airport, then someone would probably be responsible back to MoDOT for for their contribution, or a prorated contribution at least.
Is that something we could, have we signed a contract like that in the past that have had those terms?
I'm not aware of doing that.
Not yet. The first agreement we did with MoDOT was for the airport layout plan. It was engineering only. This is the first time they're putting money in the airport proper, the physical maintenance of the airport.
So, has that been discussed with the board? Or?
Yes, the board has approved this aid agreement to you and recommended it to you.
Or meeting the condition that we're taking on this 10-year obligation?
That's correct. The entire agreement was presented to the airport board. And
hold it.
Yes. I better not specifically point out details that they may or may not have read or been aware of, but it is my knowledge that they're aware of this requirement in aid agreements from MoDOT.
Mark, if we don't move forward, say with this scared us off and we didn't go forward with this, what's the conditions and what's that going to do to the airport if we don't?
This particular condition is in all of their agreements, FAA's agreements and MoDOT's, and so therefore, in answer to your question, if we choose not to bind ourselves to this, keeping the airport operational, as we receive money from them, we won't receive money from them.
Okay, what I was leaning towards, if this doesn't happen, if this service doesn't happen, if they don't redo the taxiway, is that right?
They're resealing the taxiways, yes.
Then what kind of position does that put the airport in as far as being able to use it? I mean,
that makes the airport at some point unusable unless the county repairs the flat surfaces itself. The county, as the sponsor and the owner of the airport, would either choose to keep and maintain the runway and all the taxiways at their own expense, or eventually the grass and the trees would grow up and take it over and the airport would go away.
If you intend to continue to use the airport for any extended period of time, you're going to have to do the repairs, and they're agreeing to pay for most of that. The only thing is that by having them do this, they require that you continue to operate it as an airport for 10 years. So you just need to be aware of that.
Okay. Other questions?
Well, is it possible that we could talk to MoDOT? I mean, they've varied some of their contracts in the past. I mean, is it possible to have that conversation with them to word it such that, I mean, just so that it matches more of what our arrangement is with the C of O? I mean, is that impossible to ask that question?
I think anything is possible, but I think given this term, it's irrelevant about our situation with C of O. I mean, they're saying in this the same thing that C of O is, continue to operate it as an airport or you violate the agreement. C of O, the property goes back to them. MoDOT, you have to pay them for the improvements that they did. They want you to continue to use it for an airport, but for 10 years. I think it's a pretty standard, from what I'm hearing from Mark, nationally, that this is done, as well as with MoDOT. I don't think that they would be too keen on negotiating on that, but I can't tell. Anything is negotiable in theory, but, you know, I couldn't tell you for sure, but my understanding is it's boilerplate and it's something they require in all of these.
My gut is when you ask the question, the way you put it, Bob, I wouldn't be thinking that they're going to be too keen on making a change.
I think you're right.
Not speaking for
MoDOT. I don't have experience. That's just my gut thing to go ask them to make a change at this point.
I'm not speaking for MoDOT, of course, at this point, but my feeling on this is if they're going to contribute 90% of the funding to maintain an airport, they expect and will expect it to be an airport. And to consider asking them whether we have to keep it as an airport, I think would make me nervous about putting money into it.
Yeah. What about the position we got Rick in the back of the room as far as the county's commitment back when we started the thing to put forward up to $100,000, and when that's out, then then we may be out in airport. Have we spent that $100,000, or how are we on that situation?
You asking me?
Yeah, if you know. Anybody knows.
Well, totally, I suppose, the county elected to build a hangar.
I'm sorry, if you take the hangar out of the situation.
If you take the hangar out of the situation, we were, during about a year and a half to 2 years during this recession, we were at a virtual break-even, which a lot of us felt like was pretty good, considering the times when other municipalities were looking at operating in the hole. And now, since the first quarter of this year, it looks like that we're on the rise again. And so we're not approaching the $100,000 offering that initially was the deal. The deal was that the county would be willing to lose $100,000 on the airport, and that's all. And so we should not be at that point right now. We're operating. I think that the county intended to invest about $500,000 in the hangar, and that's about where we are now, 500 something below zero. So that's pretty much where we are. But we're showing profitability again now since this year has begun.
In other words, aside from the hangar, we haven't spent any of the $100,000, or we have spent all of the $100,000.
You know, and I think the auditor would tell you this too, that all of the money that we spend is the county's money. All of the money the revenue we take in is the county's money, and we can't. What we're talking about is a virtual idea that we're in the hole when we look at that. We can't loan ourselves money, et cetera. But I would probably refer that to the auditor to see if he believes that we're on a non-accrual basis if we're in the hole and how far that is.
On cash basis, we're probably not going to be where Mark is, but I have noticed that things have turned around, and I believe that to ease your concern about the 10-year thing, the 10 years to operate it as an airport, probably our biggest revenue stream out there is when we rent those hangar spaces. And, you know, if something were to happen where those hangar spaces weren't needed to be rented or anything, that would be when we would think, well, you know, we need to get out of the airport business. Probably there wouldn't be no reason that we couldn't rent that hangar space for something else and still continue to operate the airport. I think that's where your revenues, most of your revenues come in from. We do have some revenues from the sale of fuel out there, but it's, you know...
At this point, we're just about out of hangar space. We just now had someone virtually speak for just about the last piece of hangar space we have.
Rick, the question of the 100 grand, have we spent that?
I'd have to look, Chuck. I really would have to look. I'm confident that we are probably close on that. But like I said, I'm also confident that as this airport is operated, it's a real benefit to the county to keep it open. It has not been a major burden on the county to continue to run that, especially since we've added, again, capital improvements with the $500,000 on the hangar space. I was a little concerned when those didn't fill up as quick, and Mark and I talked about that. Was it last 2 weeks ago, I think, we talked about it, and he said he had them almost all filled now. That means that we'll be bringing in more money, and actually the airport will be repaying that money that they have spent out on that capital improvement.
Other questions?
I want to make a motion that we adopt the airport agreement.
Second, with the modifications or whatever the grammaticals that...
Right.
Okay, if I may make a point, they did provide a sample ordinance. I had Jillian do a draft, but...
I did second it.
I can read from this. I've just done this. Sitting here, I haven't got a copy of her draft. I will read this. This is basically an ordinance.
Do we need to approve the A agreement or approve an ordinance?
Both.
Gotcha.
Basically, it says County of Taney, ordinance number blank. An ordinance to authorize the presiding commissioner to execute a contract between the County of Taney and the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission providing for payment of pavement maintenance of taxway and apron. Be it ordained by the County Commission of Taney County as follows. That the presiding commissioner is hereby authorized to execute on behalf of the County of Taney a contract with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission providing for pavement maintenance of taxiway and apron. Section 2, that all ordinances or parts of ordinances therefore enacted which are in conflict herewith are hereby appealed. Section 3, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after the date of its passage and approval, passed and approved on this blank day of August 2010. I've got to put in the appropriate signature block for Mr. Pennell, and I need to do that in the contract as well, but the contract will read exactly as it reads other than the signature page, and I have this ordinance that I just read that will be typed for Mr. Pennell.
You want to modify your motion to include the ordinance?
Yes.
And I'll modify my second to include the ordinance.
Okay. Other comments, questions, concerns? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you.
And I'll have it for signature a little later.
Okay.
Julie and me have already typed this. I just...
Pat Keck notified Jillian just now. She's running a few minutes late. She'll be here in just in person in just the next 5 minutes or so.
Great.
So we can take a recess or we could do anything.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. And when they're signed, Jillian will get in touch with you and let you know, okay?
Jillian, I'll be sending over it on you.
Okay.
The contract relationships has to be offered to them for their partial education.
Well, we got the bishop. I get the bishops.
I guess we'll recess until Pat gets here.
Okay, we'll recess for 5 minutes.
Why don't we go check right now?